previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Pilot strike at South Africa's biggest airline, FlySouth Air, is escalating. The airline has decided to lock out the 200 or so pilots who belong to trade union Solidarity. It's a wage dispute that could disrupt flights for at least 2 weeks. The union says it gave FlySouth Air notice of a one-day strike starting today, but the airline hit back with a lockout notice. It says the CCMA offered once again to mediate, but the airline refused. So if you're flying FlySouth Air, check your flights very carefully before you head to the airport. Wednesday of this week will see the June consumer inflation figure. Experts expect it to be 3%, up from May's 2.8%. And that, they add, will be enough for the Reserve Bank to leave interest rates unchanged when it meets at the end of next week. A leading Washington analyst warns that a reckoning is coming for South Africa. Financial markets don't see it coming and are mispricing South African assets as a result. Writing in the Wall Street Journal, Max Mazlish, senior research analyst at the Bipartisan Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, says finance houses do recognize South Africa's deteriorating domestic conditions. Youth unemployment above 60%, frequent power and water outages, and failing state-owned enterprises. But he says they haven't priced in sanctions and compliance risks stemming from Pretoria's foreign alignments and collapsing standing in Washington. Mazlish says that amid South Africa's alignment with China, Russia and Iran, its anti-Israel lawfare and systemic corruption, the Trump administration has taken steps to isolate Pretoria, suspending financial assistance in February, expelling the country's ambassador in March, denying its special envoy a visa in May, and signaling it may oppose reauthorization of a key regional trade program, AGOA. These moves, says Mazlish, reflect South Africa's pariah-like status in Washington. While the next phase will likely involve harsher economic penalties, markets around the world continue to underprice South Africa's growing risk profile. Well, he might be right, he might be wrong, but as we went into the weekend, the JSE hit another record closing high. The all share up 1.4% to 98,687, the top 40 up 1.5%, 90,973. London's FTSE up 0.2%, in New York the NASDAQ edged up 0.2% to another record close, the Dow down 0.3%, the S&P 500 ending flat. Tokyo this morning closed for a holiday, Hong Kong up 0.3%, Sydney down 1.1%. US dollar unchanged at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.72 to the dollar, 20.59 to the euro, 23.77 to sterling. Gold at 3,351, platinum 1434, Bitcoin 118,400, and Brent crude oil $69.40 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.